field actually takes shape.
Put on your political pundit hat. Should Trump debate? The first one's August 23rd. It's just around the corner in Milwaukee. Should he debate?
Well, if I was on Trump's team, I would tell him he probably should, because back in 2016, I think it served him pretty well. That being said, given everything that's going on legally with him, and given the fact that if I was his lawyer, I'd be having heart attacks every time he's out there speaking publicly, basically. So if I was his lawyer, I would say, absolutely, please don't go and debate, because I don't want you talking off the cuff. But as far as political support goes, he probably would be wise to go out and debate, because that seems to be one of his fortes. That's what got him the support in 2016. And my guess is he would be able to do some of that as well this time around. But certainly there are going to be some in his team who are saying, please, please don't do that.
Well, suffice to say, if he does debate, he will have a huge audience of Americans, all kinds of Americans, supporters, detractors, men, women, married women, all of that. And to me, what I've been saying all along is that it would be a great opportunity for him to soften the message and appeal to women and independents. I just don't know whether his ego will allow him to do that.
Well, and I think you're right about that concern. I'm not sure that he, just knowing who he is and knowing how he speaks, I'm not sure if he would soften his message, which is what he would have to do. And that's why the opposite side of this is also true. If I was in Team DeSantis or one of the other presidential candidates, I'd be doing everything I can to try to get Trump on that debate stage, because that offers an opportunity for the non-Trump candidates to contrast themselves and say, hey, look, we are different than this guy. This is how we're different. And, maybe hopefully have him say something silly on stage. So really, I think that most people on the Republican side would like to see him on the debate stage, regardless of whether you are a Trump supporter or a Trump detractor.
Michael, I love your insight. Thanks so much, my friend. We'll do it again soon. Thanks so much, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Michael Schaus, the founder of schauscreative.com. That's S-C-H-A-U-S creative.com. He's a political columnist. You read his stuff around town. It's really, really good stuff. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
ProPrice Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call ProPrice.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Travel from Las Vegas to L.A. in a premium economy bus with colors, more legroom, Wi-Fi access, affordable prices. Buy your ticket today at colors.com. Premium economy bus travel with colors. That is KOLORS.com.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at exactly 12:30 right now, watch for an accident. It's blocking the right lane as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 southbound. That's just past Sahara. Do expect some slow flows on the north side as well. Because of the Dropicana construction zone area, reduced lanes, that's 15 north at Russell. A little bit of congestion at the downtown Spaghetti Bowl, too, as you work your way through there. Interstate 515 northbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. Several crashes to look out for on the surface streets. Tropicana at Brussels, Lamb at Macadamia, Sahara at Eastern, and Buffalo at Tropicana.
In the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Sean Sears with the KMZQ Sports Flash. Las Vegas Golden Knights regular season schedule for the 23-24 season was announced yesterday. They'll raise their Stanley Cup banner to the rafters of T-Mobile Arena on October 10th against the Seattle Kraken. This will be the second time in Seattle's three-year history that the Golden Knights and Kraken meet on opening night, and the fifth time the Golden Knights open the season at home. The Golden Knights' opponent in the Stanley Cup Finals, the Florida Panthers, will be visited in Florida on December 23rd. High school girls basketball news. Bishop Gorman's girls basketball program bringing back a familiar coach. Cheryl Krumptich, who led the program to state championships from 2006 to 10, is returning to the Gales bench. She amassed over 500 wins over 18 years as the head coach through the 2016 season. For lightning fast updates as news happens, download the Score app. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Sean Zeers with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio. Right.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
50% off everything is yours for a limited time through July 6th during the Endless Summer event at Banana Republic Factory. Celebrate the season with linen suiting, breezy dresses, timeless neutrals, and more. Only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
Attention small business owners. Did you know you may have overpaid your payroll taxes during COVID? A 10-minute call to Omega Accounting Solutions could save you thousands. Call 800-300-9ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
You want to be a part of the show? You can. Our phone lines are always available to you at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, that's what Brady just dialed in on. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. I'm just wondering what you've been hearing about that Wagner group in Russia, what the media has been telling you here in this country. What is your perception of what's going over on Russia right now? I'd like to ask your opinion.
I think there was an aborted coup that occurred over the weekend. What made him turn around and send everybody home and back to base? I don't know what it is, and we haven't found out. There are more questions than there are answers.
Well, I'm glad I called in because I have some answers for you, Kevin, on that. The guy that I like the most over in Russia right now, actually, he's in Belarus, is Lukashenko. Awesome, awesome Russian. I very much, along with Vlad, am very impressed how they're handling this whole supposed invasion that they're doing into Ukraine. But anyway, let's get back to Lukashenko. He's been the mediator, and he was the main reason why the Wagner group stopped where they were at, because they were in the process of going to Moscow. Lukashenko made a little call to Prigozhin, who's the head of the Wagner group, and said, listen, you're going to get squashed like a bug if you go any further north into Moscow. And that's really the real reason what happened here. And all you hear on the media right now is, oh, Vladimir Putin has been really severely injured. This Wagner group is taking the Russians on and defeating the Russians. And supposedly this Ukraine offensive, which is the spring offensive, well, just today they now changed the wording from the spring offensive. Now we're into the summer offensive because the spring offensive is completely over. They probably lost about 400,000 Ukrainians. But supposedly, they're in a spring offensive and they're taking on the Russians every day and they're winning. Absolute hogwash. What you're hearing out there is complete media propaganda. And they hate Russia just like the Democrat Party.
Hey, Brady, finally, Brady, it's wishful thinking. Wishful thinking. That somehow he has been weakened. And by the way, the only reason it's now a summer offensive because we just moved into summer just a couple of days ago. So,
well, that spring offensive didn't go too far. They ran out of ammunition, and that was one of the main reasons this Prigozhin and the Sergei Shoigu, who's the defense guy for Russia, them two have been going at it from day one. They both want the same title as the defense coordinator for Vlad. And what Shoigu did is said, we're not going to give you any bullets, and the Wagner group lost a lot of people there. So that kind of is what started it. But I'll tell you what, that Lukashenko, Oh, what a guy. Thumbs up for Lukashenko.
There you go. There you go. Brady, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. By the way, I was watching yesterday presidential press secretary briefing in the White House press room, and I did not see Karine Jean-Pierre. I saw somebody else. Who was that somebody else? Let's check in with gentleman Jim Dallas. And Jim, you've been following this since yesterday. I think it piqued your curiosity. What's the deal?
Well, it did, because of Karine Jean-Pierre's performance was not really up to par. I think a lot of people would agree. And apparently the administration agrees with us too, because, when a football team is struggling at the quarterback position, maybe you just bench the starter and bring the backup in, and they do that in baseball. Let's pull the guy out. Let's go to the bullpen. Well, apparently that's what is happening there in the press room at the White House, because the deputy press secretary, Olivia Dalton, has made her debut, if you will, in front of the press corps. Now, she is the former communications director for the UN ambassador, Linda Thomas Greenfield. So she's got that going for her, the communications director for the UN ambassador. Also, she has informally informed the press corps aboard Air Force One roughly 8 times in her career. And that's pretty much it at this particular position. But it kind of makes you wonder if Karine Jean-Pierre's career may be shortened a little bit, because they're trying somebody else out. And if this individual can answer a question, remember yesterday we played that sound clip. It was like 4 minutes long, and it was just one question after the other, and Karine Jean-Pierre didn't have an answer for anything.
I answered that question already. Yeah. I'm going to refer you to the political office, or what it is, some legal office in the White House.
And she must have said that, and not even in a different way. She must have said it about 5 times in the same way.
And by the way, do you remember last week that this isn't the first, spokesperson for the president to kind of leave just exhausted by having to say no comment, no comment, no comment, or whatever. John Kirby.
Yeah.
Remember, John
That's
Kirby
right.
went nuts, just exasperated, and was...
He would say, I'm just not going to answer it. He looks right at him. I'm not going to answer that.
Just unbelievable. That was awful. That was awful. And maybe this new one, this newbie, can make more sense of this. The lie is still the lie. That's all I'm saying.
It's hard to turn a lie into truth and make it sound good. But face it, I mean, there have been a lot of them. And the redhead on MSNBC now, Jen Psaki, she was pretty good at her job. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she basically said words that totaled about a minute and a half responding to a question that didn't sound like, well, I'm just not going to answer that. At least she was...
It was an attempt to answer.
Yeah, she made it sound good. Even though you're not satisfied, you're not getting an answer, at least she tried. And it seems like Jean-Pierre and John Kirby are not even trying. So maybe this new lady will maybe pick up the pace a little bit.
Have better luck. Yeah. We'll find out. Coming up, latest reaction from the Trump camp to the new Trump tape that is out, where he's waving around papers. It's an audio tape, and we played it for you. But we have Trump reaction via Alina Haba. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up. Alina Haba, by the way, is one of his attorneys. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I've never seen it like this.
We've lost a lot of loved ones in our family.
I lost some family members to COVID.
So many of my patients pass away from COVID.
People dying. It didn't matter your color, your race, your sex.
Death has no particular color. It comes after us all.
Every human life has value. Just does.
COVID taught us
health matters.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and in cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Some breaking news. A ship, and this is from media reports that have been out this afternoon, a ship that had been searching for the ill-fated Titan submersible is back in port in St. John's, Newfoundland, with debris from the destroyed vessel. So we may know more about what happened. I just wish there had been, and I don't think there is, a black box on these submersibles, the same way we have them on airplanes and maybe on boats as it is. We'll We'll keep you posted on that one. That's an interesting one. I promise I'd let you hear Trump reaction. This via his attorney, Alina Habba. She was on Fox last night, and this is her reaction. This is cut one, by the way, to the latest Trump tape. It is an audio tape involving documents in Mar-a-Lago. Here it is.
Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look. This was him. They presented me this.
Yeah.
I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Except it is, like, highly confidential. Yeah.
The former president insists that the recording shows he did nothing wrong.
I said it very clearly. I had a whole desk full of lots of papers and mostly newspaper articles, copies of magazines, copies of different plans, copies of stories having to do with many, many subjects. And what was said was absolutely fine and very, very perfectly. We did nothing wrong. This is a whole hoax. This is just like the Russia, Russia, Russia deal.
Alina Habba is a spokesperson for Donald Trump, and she joins us now on set. Alina, thanks so much for joining the program. So before I go to the legal ramifications as well as the DOJ potentially leaking, I know the former president is a charismatic guy. He invites people in to Mar-a-Lago. He invites them into Bedminster. He likes to chat with them. But clearly there's a fox in the hen house. What's going on?
No, I think there's more to that story that I can't get into that might be privileged. You know, there's an
investigation. Who recorded this conversation?
Even if I did know, I wouldn't say at this point. But here's the good news. We know who leaked it, and that's the DOJ, because I didn't have it. The DOJ did. They keep everything close to their chest until they realize they're losing and he's leading in the polls. So then they leak something and tell the American people, listen to what he said. Well, let's think about what he said. He said exactly what the Presidential Records Act says. A president has the right to declassify documents. Who doesn't? A non-president, a senator, like Joe Biden, when he had classified documents and took them out 40 years ago, 30 years ago, and had no right to do it.
But what is the judge saying? Because if this is true,
right,
that the prosecution, the Department of Justice, would leak this information, there has to be some consequences.
Oh, there better be some
consequences. Has there been any contact with the judge to discuss this?
If there has, it's privileged at this point. A lot of things are under seal. But I can tell you who hasn't done any leaks and who has been listening to everything the judge said, and that's Donald Trump, who President Trump was told by a judge he can't talk about any of the evidence. So explain to me how then evidence is being leaked the week that Hunter Biden is getting indicted or misdemeanor charges for things that he should have been going to jail for, let's be honest. And if it was a Trumper, would have gone to jail for. But nobody talks about that. What do they want to talk about? Trump, 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 submarine. Oh, I know. Release a tape. Release a tape saying what? That the Presidential Records Act allows a president to declassify documents. He is the only person that has the power to single-handedly do that. That's what the tape says.
Is it the position of the president that when he was having that conversation, the information that he was talking about mm-hmm. was already declassified? Or was it what he told Brett Baer that it was a news article there? Or is it either or is it both?
I don't know. And here's what I do know. The clip they put out doesn't answer that question. All it says is President Trump said, hi, look, if I was president, I can declassify a classified document. And when you're not president, you can't. Only the president can do that. What does that say? Well, it says exactly what dual system of justice we're living in. That's what I heard. That's what I saw. And I would. And by the way, all we know is that in the indictment itself, there was no Iran documents named as part of it. Just want the American public to realize that. That document that they claim he had was not part of the indictment.
Alina Habba. A Trump attorney from Florida, and saying that there is evidence that favors the former president. That when you hear that audio tape, that's only one side of the story. There is another side of the story, and we'll talk about that as we go along. Also, coming up, Wiz Rizard. He is the Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity. They're just back from Washington, where they literally knocked on doors, in particular of the Nevada delegation, to talk about AFP priorities and priorities for the people of the state of Nevada. It's something that we need to be doing more of. We need to let them know what it is we want. I have had a long-standing belief that politicians, they want you know, talking about politicians, they want to give you what you want, but they have to know what it is you want. And in this particular case, Americans for Prosperity went to D.C. and knocked on doors of the Nevada delegation. I think that's a smart, smart move. Maybe we should all do that individually. Just line up outside the door and say, we want to talk to our congressman or our senator. By the way, I've got some interesting news from the Senate race, the Jackie Rosen Senate race. She votes with Joe Biden 92% of the time. 92% of the time. That's almost all the time. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.